Blood of the Lamb, oh, do you rest in Father, why has no Ryan born in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, when the bridegroom cometh, your room be white, O Ryan, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, will your soul be ready for the mansion bride and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Or are you washed? Are you? Or are you washed in the blood, in the cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you coming? You come and spotless are the one as who are you born in the blood of the Lamb. Lay aside the common to lay aside the common stain with him. Who are you born in the blood of the Lamb? There's a fountain unclean, in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood, in the cleansing blood of the Lamb, of the precious Lamb? For there's otherwise as no right. In the blood of the Lamb, or are you washed? Are you washed in the blood, in the cleansing blood of the Lamb, of that Lamb? Are you a man spotless, other white as no right? You washed in the blood of the Amen. I believe tonight everyone is washed in the blood. Amen. We're ready to move on. Amen. We're ready to go up higher. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's worship him tonight. Amen. Let's sing this song. Touch your people once again. Amen. That's what he's there tonight, that he may touch us. For each other, we have had so many big but empty words. Oh, so we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church. Again, oh, touch your people tonight. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hand, oh Lord, we pray. We pray. Let your kingdom shine upon the earth. Oh, not for temporary gain, no, but to restore authority and power. Let a mighty rushing wind blow. Oh,
God's holy hand. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. Through us living glorious day. Not for temporary. Oh, yes. We want something eternal. Amen. Let your mighty rising wind blowing, blowing. Oh, that's your people once again. Let's sing it the chorus again. Oh, that's your people once again. With your precious hope. Yes, that's our prayer, Lord. We are looking for it, Lord. May your kingdom shine the forth. He said, through a living, glorious day. Not for temporary. To restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow. Just remain for me. Praise the Lord. Oh, you are welcome to the house of the Lord. Tonight we are back on the offensive. Amen. Amen. Because Satan has to take flight. Praise the Lord. Because we remember the showdown in the valley of Elah. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are standing on the side of the camp of David. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. That was where the champion of the enemy came out. Amen. And his head was cut off. And they had to take flight. And the children of God chased them. Amen. Amen. And then let us not also forget, we are in the same spirit of Hezekiah. It has not died. Amen. Amen. We know what he did. You know, his father was Ahaz. Ahaz. And according to the scripture, he set up all these high places and images and groves and all those things. But when this young man came, he said what? He removed all the high places. Amen. We are still in that mood. Removing every high places. And he destroyed every images. Amen. And cut down all the groves. Amen. Praise the Lord. And one thing, he broke into pieces. Amen. The brazen serpent. Amen. Amen. It has already done its work. My brother, our past has been good some time ago. But now we have something solid. Amen. 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 So let's break into pieces all brazen serpents. Amen. Let's not forget we are still on the spirit of Hezekiah. Amen. Amen. And don't forget also the assurance that was given to Jeremiah. Amen. Amen. He said, I have set you upon the nations and kingdoms to uproot or to pull down. Amen. To destroy. Amen. Amen. And then build and plant. Amen. We are in that same mood also. Amen. We have what? We have been set upon our enemies.
Amen.
Glory be to his name. And also, don't forget, finally, amen, the office of the priesthood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The office of the priesthood. Amen. We know what Aaron did. Let's carry one another upon our shoulders.
Amen.
Upon our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Upon our breastplates. And go to the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And remember each and everyone in prayer.
Amen.
In the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, if the musicians can just give that to us as we get ourselves into prayer. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. In your presence. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In your presence, I am strong. In your presence, I belong. Amen. I'm seeking your face tonight. And I'm touching your grace tonight, Lord. Yes, Lord. In your presence, Lord, tonight. Oh, yes. Oh. That's where I'm seeking your faith. In your grace. In the depth of their own. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord, all in your presence, Lord, wherever, because you are strong in your presence tonight, Lord, we are seeking your face, Lord, seeking your face, we are touching your grace tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, yes. Yes, yes. I want to go. Where? Rivers cannot overflow me. Yes. Yes.
Cannot overflow me.
Yes, sir. My feet upon the rock. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's where I want to start tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm stronger in your presence. Oh Lord, my God, in your presence.
Yes, Lord Jesus. I want to hide where the flood of evil cannot reach me. Oh, yes. Oh, I want to hide
where the blood of evil cannot reach me.
Oh, yes. Where I'm covered by the blood. Oh, yes, sir.
I want to die where the dark of darkness and all that fear.
Oh, in your presence. Oh, that's where I am strong. In your presence. Oh. your presence. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord, tonight. We give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here, Lord, tonight to seek your face, Lord, to touch your grace, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We want to be the place where, Lord, the blood covers your children, Lord. That's where we want to be, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Oh, let us just all thank him. Your praise. Oh, as the land and song. In your praise. Oh, so my God. In your praise. How many are seeking his face tonight? How many are seeking his face tonight? Oh, are you seeking his face tonight? Do you want to touch his grace tonight? Oh, he's here. He's here. Let us all, let's thank him for the day so far. Let's say, Lord, we thank you for the day so far. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Our going out and our coming is, Lord. Oh, in our working places, Lord. Oh, in our homes, Lord. In our schools, Lord. Oh, Father, it has been your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another grace, Lord, that you have given to us, O Lord. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for genuine mercies. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord Jesus, that the hour has come again. Oh, the hour has come again. The Lord, we find ourselves in your presence, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We glorify you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord. Oh, everything, Lord Jesus, we say glory be to your name. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Oh, sweep over your children. Sweep over us tonight, Lord. From the pulpit to the pews. Holy Spirit, touch your children tonight. Touch your children tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Blessed be your name. Oh, your name in the highest. In the highest, Lord. We honor it, oh Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh Lord. We glorify you, Lord. You are good. You are excellent. You are more than everything, Lord. You are more than everything, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be that name. Oh, the name that is above all other names. Oh, the name that has the life. Oh, the resurrection and the life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening, Lord. We thank you for the day so far, Lord. in our working places, Lord, in our homes, in our schools. Oh, many mercies, Lord, you have given to us. Father, grace once again has brought us in your presence, Lord. That's where always we are strong, Lord. And Father, that's where we want to belong. We never want, Lord Jesus, in even a second, Lord, or to go away from your presence, Lord. And that's where we stand. Holy grounds, Lord, tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we know your presence is here. And we thank you, oh God, for all that you have done for us, Lord. And Father, what can we say tonight, Lord? We've come, oh Lord, seeking your face, Lord. We come touching your grace, Lord. We come asking for your mercies, Lord. Oh, we've come that, Lord Jesus, you bless us, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, we humble ourselves now, Lord. Oh, with a broken spirit, Lord, with a contrite heart, Lord. Here we come with godly fear and with all reverence, Lord, tonight. Lord Jesus, oh, to receive inspiration from you, that utterances, Lord, will be made, of God, to thy glory. Oh, the Lord Jesus, we will speak the things that, Lord, you have already ordained, Lord, in our lives. We thank you once again. We know that, Lord Jesus, we are on the offensive, Lord. Satan is on the run. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God Richie, bless you, Reverend. Sorry for keeping you standing for too long. Amen. And let's quickly now turn to the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. Tonight, our topic is what it takes to defeat Satan. Hallelujah. What it takes to defeat Satan. Amen. Amen. And I picked some inspiration from the message book. The prophet preached in 1962. He preached it in 1962 in Clarksville. And the message is the conflict between God and Satan. Amen. Amen. And the prophet read a text from Joshua 24, 14 and 15. And then we shall read our second reading, our prayer meeting, our prayer tonight. We will always be reading that scripture as 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. Amen. Now, first, let's read Joshua 24, 14 and 15. That message the prophet said, the conflict between God and Satan. The text he read that night was 1962. Let's hear the word of God now. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were in the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yeah. And tonight I believe every house, that is what we are going to tell Satan. That is what we are going to tell the enemy. That all what you do, we will serve the Lord. Amen. We are not going to give you one inch. Amen. Even an inch is longer. Amen. Millimeter. We will not give you millimeter. Praise the Lord. We will what? We and our home, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. That's what we need to tell Satan tonight. No matter what conflict he comes, he brings along. Amen. Let's read our second reading, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. Every prayer meeting, when we come, we shall read it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of what? Strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having, oh yes sir, always I say I like that. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Amen. The only way you can defeat what? Disobedience is what? Obedience. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, we've read your word of God. We know behind every word there is life, Lord. So, Father, we need the life now because, Lord Jesus, as we take on this message the prophet preached, no man is without conflict. And, Father, we need the equipment to fight this enemy. So, Lord, tonight, Lord, grant us that equipment that, Lord, we will defeat the enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight, for your grace once again. Brought us to your presence. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May we be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let us look quickly at our scripture. It said, now fear the Lord. Oh, my brother. That's one thing. See, if we need to really get ourselves in line with God, we got to fear him. Amen. Let us not take God for granted. Let us fear him. Amen. Because he says in Isaiah 29:15, quickly give it to us. He talks about if we have taken him for granted. Let's look at it here. He said, woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord and their works in the dark. And they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us? Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, never say this. Who seeth me? He knows you. He knows everything that is in you. So look, we cannot hide. Amen. That's why he says, Joshua told the people, serve him with all sincerity and in truth. Praise God. Because you cannot hide from him. Don't, he said, who seeth us and who knoweth us? Oh, because I am in Edgestown. No other believer around me there. So I can fool about there. Who seeth me? Who knoweth me? Oh, yes. He sees me. He knows me very well. Praise the Lord. I can never hide. Amen. Because when you come back to Hebrews, he said, we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. Amen. My brother, listen. It's a real serious issue because much has been given to us. Amen. And much will be demanded for us. He has given us a kingdom that cannot be moved. Amen. Amen. And he said, this is grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is grace. And let us take this grace and serve him what? Acceptably. Amen. Amen. With all reverence and with all godly fear. Amen. If you want that scripture, it's a Hebrews. Hebrews, let me see what I wrote it here. Praise the Lord. If you want that scripture, it's Hebrews 12. Amen. Hebrews 12, 28. And then 29, he says, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen. So let us fear him. Amen. Amen. Let's fear him and serve him with all sincerity and truth. Then all things will be possible for us. Brethren, all things will be possible for us. Praise God. Amen. All that he is looking for is for us to serve him with all sincerity and with all truth. Amen. For our God, he is a consuming fire. Amen. Amen. And then, he said here, he said, put away the gods. Amen. We are still on Joshua 24, 14. He said, put away the gods. This put away the gods, my brethren. That's what we have been on. Removing the high places and destroying this and that, pulling off everything. Here again, he said, put away the gods. Amen. Amen. And we do remember that day when Jacob could not know where to go, but had opportunity to meet that angel. He wrestled with him until he changed his name. Amen. Our names have been changed, brethren. Our names have been changed from sinner to saints. And when his name was changed, God spoke to him, go to Bethel and make an altar unto me there. And before Jacob started going, he told his household, put away all the strange gods that are amongst you. Go into the presence of God. Put away all strange things. Amen. My brother, see, we are trying. Lord, be merciful unto us. We want to come to your presence, Lord, with all sincerity and with all truth. We want to come, Lord, with what? With a clean heart, Lord. Lord, help us, because your word is what? Giving us these instructions. And every word of God is already inspired and is profitable, my brother, my sister, for reproof, for correction, for instructions. Oh, that the children of God will be thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. Amen. Amen. Lord, help us. Amen. Brethren, let us do as much as we can. Amen. To be really sincere and truthful, serving him. Amen. With a pure heart, clean heart. Amen. Amen. Let's open up, brethren. That's all what we can do to receive also from him. He has given us what? A kingdom that cannot be moved. Amen. This afternoon, I saw a Jehovah Witness, two sisters, and they were standing in this scorching sun, and trying to what? Give out what? Tracks. I was watching. I parked the car there for 1 hour, 15 minutes, and they were standing on their what? On their feet. Then this scripture just came to my mind. I said, my God, we have been given a kingdom that cannot be moved, that is built upon the rocks. Amen. And then people who, oh Lord, be merciful to them, that their kingdom is built on sinking sand. But look at the way how they are just being sincere, trying to do something. Oh my. Brethren, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. And when after about 1 hour, 15 minutes, they moved from the one end of the street to another end again. I was watching. Junior was there. He saw it. Praise the Lord. Say, my. Brethren, there are great things. We have a responsibility upon our hearts. Brethren, let us just ask God, God help me. Amen. I want to be what? I want to serve you with all sincerity and with all truth. Praise God. Brethren, the Lord is watching, is waiting on us. Jacob said, put away all the strange gods that are amongst you and be clean and change your garments. Praise the Lord. Let us look at the scripture. Then he said here, Verse 15. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Now it comes to what? Free moral agency now. Praise the Lord. It comes to what? The question of free moral agency. Now it's up to you to make what? Your own choice. Praise the Lord. It's presented to you. But let us do what? Take what? As Moses also, his last sermon, he said, I've placed before you good and evil. Choose good so that you and your family will live. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us what? Choose God. Amen. And then he said, all you serve the gods of the Amorites in whose land we dwell. That means, brother and my sister, where we are dwelling now is not our place. Amen. This is not where we belong. And so we shouldn't be partakers of what? Of their deeds. Amen. 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 We shouldn't be partakers of their deeds because this is, we are just what? Passing through. And that reminds us of whom? Daniel. And the three Hebrew children. They found themselves also in what? In a foreign land. But the Bible said they purposed in their hearts that they will not defile themselves with a portion of evil. Amen. They will not what, defile themselves. And when Jesus also was addressing the church age, the church of Sardis, he said, I found a few names, amen, that has not what defiled their garments, amen. And he said, I will walk with them in white, for they are worthy, amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir, let us not defile, oh Lord. Let us not defile our dresses, amen. Though we are living amongst Amorites, but we shouldn't be partakers of the deeds of the Amorites. And this, and when he was crucified, but as for me and my home or my house, we will serve the Lord. That is what every home tonight we want to tell the devil, that as for we and our homes, we will never what serve the what we will always what serve the Lord. Amen. Just like Hezekiah, he said, the king of Assyria, I won't serve you anymore. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so now coming to the message that the prophet preached, the conflict between God and Satan, just picking some few verses here for our inspiration for tonight. He said, God knew his enemy and all the attacks of the enemy. And knowing what the enemy's attack would be, God fortified his children. Amen. Amen. Brethren, we are fortified. Amen. Satan can never do Amen. Us anything. Right. He can't do us anything. Amen. Already we have known that he hasn't got any power. Amen. It is we that give him the power. Amen. When he says you are sick, he says, I'm not sick. Amen. 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 When he says the job you won't get, he says, I will get it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because when he said, I've sent a lot of applications and not even one single interview. He's telling you that. He said, I will get it. Amen. Amen. As the prophet said, he said, even if I pray for the sick, and they die, tomorrow I will pray for them again. Amen. Amen. I will never cease praying. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. So we want to tell the devil tonight. So God has what? Already fortified us. Amen. Amen. He said God knew the great warfare was coming between right and wrong. And he knew what the enemy was going to do. He knows just exactly how to equip his people. So if you will notice, the very first thing God equipped his children, being infinite, he knows what it takes to defeat Satan anytime, any place, anywhere. and on any condition. Amen. He equipped. He has equipped us. He knows all the tactics. That's why I picked our topic tonight. That is what it takes to defeat Satan. Amen. And that's what we are going on. That now, seeing there is going to be a conflict, and there was going to be a battle, God equipped his children with the right kind of ammunition, the right kind of attack, the right kind of everything that they needed of that world to sweep them away from Eden to the rapture. Amen. And what was it? He said, the word. And he repeated it the second time. The word. Amen. That's what defeats Satan. The word, it defeats him anywhere, any place, on any condition, at any time. Yes, sir. Amen. The word. Said when Jesus was on earth, he proved it. And we know that story. Said when Jesus was on earth, he did what? He proved it when he said, it is written. It is written. Said, but God can give nothing else but his word. Amen. Amen. So that's our word. Our ammunition. That's what he has fortified us with. Praise God. Amen. And so now, let's look at the strategy of Satan. The strategy of Satan is to cause you to deny the word. So let's see how he comes. He will try to cause you to deny the word. Amen. And he can come with what? Sickness upon you so that you deny what? The word. It could be what? Poverty. Always your pocket is what? It's empty. When the month is coming to an end, you are thinking of how to pay your rent. And then you begin to ask a question like, so after all these prayers, God cannot. My brother, my sister. He said, Job never used his lips to curse God foolishly. Amen. My brother, when it is not there, you wait and see. Amen. It will happen. Amen. Amen. Just be what? Sincere and be truthful to him. My brother, I have a lot of testimony. I don't want, when I say it, probably, it has become something that, amen, it has become something that many a time in my life, the last minute, then something happens. Amen. I see the hand of God. Amen. The last minute. And all these things, I see the whole thing coming. Oh, it makes me even stronger and stronger. See, I have come to that level that where even it is not there, I know that it is there. Amen. That is faith. Praise God. Amen. Let us all get into that kind of spirit, because that is what faith is, a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Amen. And he will surely come. He will surely come on the 11th hour. He said, I will not allow my children to what? To be ashamed. And he stands by that word. Amen. Amen. So the devil can come with what? Enticing things. Let's watch it. Amen. Things enticing. To entice you to deny the word of God. Amen. That's why he put all half-naked women all over the world. All over the streets. To entice you. You know, the word says, if you will look upon a woman and lust after her in your heart, you have already what? Committed adultery with her. And then he set all these half-naked women in the streets for you to lust after them. And then you have what? Denied the word. Amen. So he can bring what? Enticing things to what? For you to deny the word. Amen. And we know one thing also. He can what? Bring provocation in your life. Praise the Lord. For you to deny the word. Look at what happened to Moses. Amen. Amen. Because of what? Provocation. Moses lost the opportunity to step in what? In the promised land. Amen. He can come with that. So when he was said, go speak to the rock. He went and did what? Took the ground. Just smite the rock one, not even once, twice. Boom, boom. He has denied what? The word. Amen. So his tactics, his strategies. Let's watch. Brethren, as long as we are living in this world, trying to live as a Christian, we are surely going to contend with what? Conflicts. Amen. And tonight we are taking Jacob. Just a short exhortation here for us to pray. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at Jacob. I say Jacob. Job. Amen. Let's look at Job. God himself testified of this man. That this man was perfect and upright. One that feared God. You see, it has come here again. One that what? Feared God. And eschewed what? Evil. As he hated evil. Amen. But what happened? He had contention every. He had to contend with conflicts every day, every hour, every minute. He had to what? Contend with what? Conflicts. Even being what? Perfect and upright and feared God. That's our position. That's where every true Christian is. Yet, conflicts. He was. Satan was standing right in the doorsteps of his home every day. Amen. Every day he was there. And one thing Job did was that. That's what we are going to stand on. And I like it. Amen. Job. He did what? His children. His children. Always. He what? He offered burnt offering for them. Let's read that scripture. Amen. Job 1. Verse where he offered a sacrifice for his children all the time. Job 1:5. Give us Job 1:5. Brethren, that's what we are going to base upon tonight. We look into our entry tonight, the office of the priesthood. We see that we need to pray for our children and the youths in this church. Amen. That's our topic tonight. Amen. And here, now let's read. And it was so. When the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them. Amen. And rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according, now listen, according to the number of them all. Amen. And so, tonight praying, according to the number of your children, name them and pray for them. Amen. Amen. Tonight, and every youth that is in this church, let us all pray for them. Take their names. Pray. Because that is what is there. It's according to the number of them all. One by one. One by one. Maxwell Junior, this is yours. Lord, I'm offering this burnt offering for William. Amen. Amen. Then he takes on Adam. Amen. Amen. Praying for what? One. He said, to the number of them all. And Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. And thus, he said, and that did what? Job continually. Brethren, this should be what? Continually. Amen. Yes, sir. Why Job did that? Why he did that? He knew that the accuser of the brethren was always after his heels. And so before the accuser will go to God and tell him, look at Job's children. Amen. Already, sacrifice has already been what? Offered for them. And so, everything has already been cleansed. So before Satan will accuse, already Job has already offered what? Sacrifices for them. Oh, praise the Lord. So tonight, that's what we are going to pray for our children and for the youth in this house. Brethren, it is the time is evil. Amen. The time is evil. And we need this conflict that is in what? In the house. This is one of the conflict. This is one of what? The files that are in the in tray that needs to be attended to tonight. Brethren, we need to pray for one another tonight. Praise the Lord. And so Job, he did this continually. So let us do it continually, brethren. Amen. He said, is it true that Satan was always at his doorsteps? Yes. And that also, let's read verse 6. Let's read verse 6. Always Satan was at his doorsteps. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Look at that. Amen. You present yourself, he is there. Conflict. Conflict. Always looking for what? A way how he can point to you. Amen. Brethren, tonight, we have been given what? The equipment to fortify ourselves. Brethren, anything that comes from the enemy, anything that you come in conflict with, the conflict could be in your mind. Amen. Amen. The conflict could be in your own mind. Whether to do this or not to do that. Your equipment, your weapon is the word. And so when the conflict comes into your mind, begin to look which one is what according to the word and take that one. You have what? Defeated the enemy. Praise the Lord. Conflict between God and Satan. It comes here. Two things. Should I do this or I do that? Weigh it. Your weapon is what? The word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your weapon is the word. Put it by the word and see if it is contrary to the word. My brother, my sister, let it go. You have defeated what? Satan.
Amen.
Amen. Conflict. What it takes to defeat Satan. We have been fortified. We've been given what? The weapon, which is what? The word. Anything that comes your way, they always, it becomes what? An opinion. That you need to what? Take a decision. Take the word. Let it what? Give you the right answer. And my brother, follow that.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
And that is the way. He has only that one way, which is the word. My brother, my sister, when we do that, this our heart here will be completely clean. Oh, yes. Amen. Because he has no place here. Anything that comes your way is a conflict. Always. The conflict comes every day, every minute, every second. Which you need to take what? A decision. Which you need to what? Fight it out. Put what? The weapon that has been given to you. Amen. The word. And see if it is contrary. My brother, my sister, let it go. And take the word. It is written, amen. And let it be continually, 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 continually. Oh, yes, my brother. That's all what we can do. Now we can now say we are serving him with all sincerity and with all truth. Amen. And then when that happens, oh, praise the Lord. My brother, you walk out. You see yourself so strong. Amen. Please, would somebody take my hankies on the table in the office for me, please. Praise the Lord. This is what tonight we want to what? Put to shame the enemy. Now let me read just something small here, and then we get ourselves all the conflicts. And then we will pray for what? Our children. Naming them one by one. The youths in this house, naming them one by one in your prayer. Amen. Amen. Name them and offer your what? Spiritual sacrifice. For each one of them. Amen. That's what tonight is in the file, which we need to what? We need to see to. Praise God. So let us hear something here. The prophet said, what if Abraham had been asked? Doctors would come and say, Abraham, you are 100 years old. Your wife is 90. How are you going to have a baby? You see what the enemy comes. You see the conflict he's trying to bring to you. You are a believer. Amen. You believe in every. You believe that God is. God has spoken to you. I will give. God bless you, brother. God has spoken to you. I will give you a child. Then the enemy comes and asks, but you are 100 years and your wife is 90. Amen. You are looking for documents. Amen. But you, how many years now? You have been applying and applying. It is not forthcoming. Oh, my brother, my sister, don't give that power to him. He said, I will receive it. Get behind me, Satan. Amen. Amen. Oh, the application you have put several times, even not one interview. He will come. Are you sure? He said, yes. Amen. I am sure. Just like what? The king of Assyria. He said, Hezekiah, what kind of confidence have you got? Are you sure your God will fight for you? Say, yes, my God will fight for me. Amen. And God fought for him.
Amen.
Amen. So the prophet was saying here, Abraham, you are 100 years old and your wife 90. How are you going to have a baby? Then Abraham answered, I don't know. But one thing, the only thing that I'm resting on, he said we would have it. And I'm looking forward for it. Amen. See? The doctor said, we are trying to tell you, look at your circumstances. Look at your circumstances. David never looked at what? The circumstances. But he looked at what? The promise. Amen. Don't look at, don't accept that in that conflict. Don't accept him. When the conflict comes in your mind, trying to tell you that, oh, it won't be possible. Said the prophet said, all things are possible to them that believe. If you know, if you believe that it is possible with God, it is possible with you also. Because the word said so. And the word is true.
Amen.
Amen. That all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
So it is possible for you and me also in every situation. In every way, we have what? The weapon. We have what? The weapon to meet Satan at any time, any place, anywhere, on any condition. We have what? The weapon to overcome. Praise God. So he said, Job said, I'm resting on his word. Amen. I'm resting. Said, the only thing that I'm resting is he said we would have it. And I'm looking for it. And then the prophet said, yes, sir. Amen. Then another one, he said, oh, now wait a minute. Your doctor said that you have what? TB? And it is in advanced stage. Ah. There is no way for you ever to get over that TB. Doctor have said that. The doctor have said that, isn't it? This evening, two doctors are here. We are not trying to spoil your work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are looking at faith now. Amen. Oh, yes, you do very good work. The prophet said, your work is what? To diagnose and give us all kind of what? Things to wash the body. But the healing is in the hands of God. Amen. Amen. So continue with your good work. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But he said, doctor said, your TB, oh, advanced stage. Look at what they are saying. Advanced stage. And it can never what? You can never come out of it. That's what your doctor says. But if a doctor can say that, then he's not a good doctor. Is it true that doctors have to say it true like that? Huh? Oh. Then you let the person die at once. Amen. If he's not a Christian. Amen. But if you are a Christian, when he says so, it's, look. Amen. My healer is alive. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. The prophet said, now, doesn't common sense say that? Well, if you are going to rely upon what? Reasoning. What the doctor have told you. You might well make ready to die. Amen. If the doctor says so, and you take this, you take this into your reasoning, then he said, then be ready to die. Amen. But if you are going to take the Lord, what the Lord gave you, the promise, and you believe it, it changes the whole program. Amen. Conflict. Amen. Conflict. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the word. He said, both heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never fail. My word will never fail. That's the best weapon. And it is the word, the eternal word. So tonight, brethren, we have the weapon now. He said, he's my fortress. He's my buckler. He's my shield. He's my shoe. He's my hat. He's my coat. He's my hat here. And he's my all in all. How many believe that? Tonight, we are going to pray. Amen. Just like Job did for his children. Take each child by his name and offer a sacrifice tonight. If you are going to pray for what? Any youth in this church, take his or her name. Amen. Put it upon your shoulder, upon your heart, upon your breastplate. Let's go to his presence tonight. Because that is what we have before us tonight. That conflict that Satan comes, there is a lot of conflict in the world that's waiting for these little ones that are growing up. Amen. We need to what? Pay, offer that sacrifice over each child tonight. Let the musicians start coming, praise the Lord. And brethren, tonight also, let us not accept whatever Satan will tell us. All the conflict that goes on here, amen, all about what you are looking for, there is always a conflict that's coming here. Don't accept what? Always look at what the word tells you, that all things are possible if only you believe. Take that and kick away all the doubts that come in your mind. Praise God. The conflict between God and Satan, he will bring it to you. But my brother, my sister, you are more than able to be able to take over. And then let God's word begin to manifest in your life. Tonight, I don't know why, but it is important for us to offer sacrifice for all our children. Name them. Offer your sacrifice unto them. Name. If you have no child here, take any child. Offer that sacrifice. The youths, take their names. Offer a sacrifice. unto them. Tonight, that is what is on our tray tonight. Praise the Lord. Just like what Job did. We've come here tonight, to what? To offer sacrifice for our children, for our youth. Praise God. Amen. How many believe that we need to do this? Praise God. Let's hear what this musician had for us tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for them. Amen. As they are growing, we need to pray for them.
You touch me.
We need to pray for them. Expose him tonight. Lord, we want to send him out. Lord, surrender to you because, Father, the only thing we can do, Lord Jesus, is to surrender, Lord. Help us, Lord, even as we enter into prayer. That, Lord Jesus, as we offer spiritual sacrifices for every child, Lord, in this house. And even, Lord Jesus, every youth also. And at the same time, oh Lord, the conflict that always comes to us, that Lord, you help us to use, oh God, the weapon that you have given to us. Even right now, Lord, if there is any conflict that is going on in our minds, in our hearts, Lord, Father, even right now, we want to apply the word of God. We want to apply it now. If it is contrary, Lord, to the word, Lord, we'll let it go. Satan, get out! Get out! Every conflict that is going on Oh, in this church, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to lay it by the weapon that you've given to us. The word that you have given to us. Lord, we want to, Father, be sincere and be truthful, Lord. Whilst we serve you, O God, we want to be right, Lord. As we serve you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, we cast down those imaginations of Satan in their lives. Anything that will try to draw them away from the knowledge of God, we bring them unto captivity. We shall pray once more now, looking at the church. We want to commit every works here into the hands of the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will sweep over from the pulpit to the pews. The Holy Spirit will bring to us once again all the joy of Pentecost. Oh, where they were in one accord in everything. Oh, harmony. Where the place were, they shared things together in the same spirit in one accord. Let us look at the church that Christ says he will present to himself. He said, a church without blemish, a church without spot, a church without wrinkle, a holy church. He said, I will present to myself tonight, brethren. It's you and me now to bring ourselves into that service with all sincerity and with all truth in our hearts. That will bring Pentecost once again down here amongst us. So let us this moment now look at the conflicts that are in our own hearts, in our thoughts, and now take the weapon of God, the word, and let it go, anything that is contrary to the word of God. Solemnly, just be sincere and truthful to the word, to the Lord this moment, because he sees us and he knows us. We cannot hide. If there is any kind of confession tonight, just do it with the Lord. Tell the Lord, Lord, help me. Help me. There is too much load down upon my heart. That shouldn't be. And tonight I surrender all before you, God. I want to use your weapon now tonight to dislodge every high places that the enemy is trying to build in my life. Any images, groves, I pull them down tonight. I take the weapon now, the word of God, to bring to captivity all these thoughts to the obedience of Christ now. Let's speak to him individually. Let's speak to him. Let's speak to him from the deep of our hearts. Let's speak to him tonight. Dear Lord Jesus, you know my heart, O God, Father. The conflict comes. But Lord Jesus, I want to live right, God. The conflict comes. But Lord Jesus, I don't want to be taken. I take the word now tonight, Lord Jesus. And do away with all that's contrary, O God, to thee. Lord Jesus, help me. Yes, many a time I will be weak, but thou art strong. That's why, Lord Jesus, I lean upon you, God. Leaning on you tonight, Lord Jesus, to help me overcome. Satan keeps on bringing these conflicts. But no, Lord, tonight, you've given to me what it takes to defeat Satan. Thank you for the weapon. Let it be in my hands. Let it be in my thoughts. Let it be in my heart. Let it be, O Lord, everywhere in my body, Lord Jesus. And wherever I go, Lord, where the conflict comes, help me, Lord, to turn to the weapon and bring Satan down. Help me, Lord. When the conflict comes, help me, Lord Jesus, to bring him down by using the weapon that you have given to me, to put him to shame. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, knowing that, oh God, tonight our humble spiritual sacrifices we have offered for our children and the youths in this house. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, you have pulled down all the strongholds. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, anything that will exalt itself against them, against the knowledge of God, Lord, anything that will try to entice them against the knowledge of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pull them down. We uproot them. And we bring every thought now in their minds, in their hearts, under the obedience of Christ. And the Lord Jesus, grant them the spirit of obedience, to be able to defeat all kinds and all forms of disobedience. Lord Jesus, tonight we've taken this file out of the entry. We stamp it and we seal it and we throw them away. Now, Satan, you have no way against our children, against the youth in this house. And we individually, as we stand before you, Lord, we want to use that weapon you have given to us tonight. The word. As the prophet repeated twice, the word. The word to make a difference. To take the way of righteousness and put the devil to shame. Help us, Lord Jesus. We want to serve you, Lord, with all sincerity and in all truth. So we have put away all the gods, all the strange gods. We've put them away, Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, lift us up and let us see and catch a glimpse of your glorious bright, Lord. We thank you, Lord, tonight, and Father, every request apart from what we have prayed over. Those looking for the right job, Lord. That they, Lord, be able to serve you, God, in the right way, O Lord, Father. The conflict will come. The devil will try to tell us it's not possible. But Lord, tonight, we thank you we have the weapon. We will never accept it, O God. We will not give the power to Satan. People in this church looking for documents. Lord Jesus, we are not looking at how long it has taken. We are looking at the promise. That in your name, you have never failed. Your promises has never failed. That is what we are looking at. That every request about documents issue, Lord Jesus, we believe that we have received them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, for homes that are looking for children, we know that, Lord Jesus, you are the one, the God of Hannah, the God of Rebecca, the God of Sarah. You've never changed. You will provide. We believe it, Lord. All things are possible. As long as we believe in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Bless your name.
Glorify you, for you have done mighty and wonderful things in our lives. Father, oh God, there are many times when we don't even see how the enemy is working to destroy us, Lord. But Father, you have fortified us behind your word, and you have kept us, Lord, throughout this week. You have kept us, oh Father, whenever the devil had set traps, Lord. Father, you were there to set us free. And we want to thank you tonight, Lord. Father, for more than that, you have also given us the knowledge, Father, to know of the wiles of the enemy, Lord, to know of his tactics, to know, Lord, oh God, of the way that he works, that we may also be equipped to withstand him at any place, at any time, at any situation. Lord, there's nothing that could be too hard for you, Lord, for you are the God of heaven. You are the creator of all things, Lord, and you have resolved many a situation. And
Lord,
we are believing tonight, Father, that you are still the same God.
Amen.
Lord, and we know, Lord, Father, that you do mighty and wonderful things if we only believe, Lord. And we are believing tonight upon your word, upon the promises that you have made in your word. And Father, we have seen many of these promises coming, Lord, oh God, to pass in our own lives. For every one of us, Lord, can testify tonight that when we heard your word, which said, come unto me, you that are labored, Lord, that are heavy laden, Father, we came and we put our heavy labdens, Lord, upon you, and we have gotten rest tonight, Lord. Father, that's a promise that has come to pass, and we are believing also, Father, for the rest of the promises that are in the Bible, for they belong unto us, Father. And we are asking tonight, Lord, Father, for you say to claim our families, and we pray for these little ones in our midst, Lord, many of them not in our midst even, but we pray for them, Lord. Father, claiming them, that when we leave this Egypt, we're not leaving any of them, but we are taking them with us, oh God. We can see the working of the enemy, Lord, trying to take some of them away from us, Lord. But Father, he is already defeated, for you defeated him on Calvary. So we pray and claim each and every person in here, Lord, young and old alike, asking, oh God, that Father, you'd use us, Lord, to stand in the gap for them and claim them for your kingdom. We pray, oh Father, help us, Lord, to be more sincere, Lord. Help us, Father, oh God, to serve you, Lord, with a full heart, undivided, Lord, with sincerity, oh God. Father, is our desire tonight. Bless our church, oh God. We pray, Father, that you continue to lead us. We continue, Lord, to guide us. You continue to bring your word that would break the enemy, Lord, and that we would never see him again. We commit, Lord, our brother Maxwell into your hands. Bless him, Lord. Bless the musicians. May you give them, Lord, Father, a reward for their labor. Lord, we ask it, Father. Bless our pastor as well. We commit him to you, Lord, and we pray that you be with him until we all meet, Lord. We commit ourselves to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Let's sing one song.
Come in, come out, come up.
Spirit of
Spirit.